Many residents, as I'm sure you may have heard over the years, are concerned about the rate of municipal taxations and the current high cost of living. Can you speak about this and how you hope to tackle these issues?
Well, at the end of the last council, which I was a part of, we did do a tax reform where we reformed the taxes in a way that everyone now pays equal service taxes. But by doing that, we were able to cut the tax rate down by half. And I know the people don't see it now there, but so instead of paying 1.4, now we're only paying 0.75. So what that means is now every time the value of your house goes up, which everyone's will, with the sales that are in now, every time, every 3 years, when the tax roll gets reevaluated, everyone's house goes up. And the amount of sales going on and blah, 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 now everyone's goes up. That's a fact. So now that the tax rate is cut in half, it is easier on us. But the only way we're going to lower our taxes is we're trying to find ways through our services. But where we're such a small population and we do have, like, sewer, water, garbage, and snow, it's hard, but is not something that we pushed aside. We're steady looking to reform this and trying to find cheaper ways so that everyone can pay a lower tax bill.
Okay, thank you. And can you explain how you plan to make sure the reality of our municipality is considered outside the region? Like, for example, Bill 96 affects the English population of your municipality.
Yep, and I know we're the biggest municipality on the coast, but in the big scheme of Quebec, we're just a very, very small voice. So we talked about this in our MRC meeting last week, and it wasn't on Bill 96. It was on the problems we're having now with EI. And everyone agreed that the only way that Blanc Blanc's voice is going to be heard and the rest of the coast is if everyone gets together and works with the MRC and provides a combined voice, and then maybe we can be heard. So that's my plan. I really want to work with the MRC. I find they're very good for the municipality there and they're very good for the Lower North Shore. And I know just about all the other mayors on the coast as well. And that's going to be one of my goals to strive there, is to get everyone on the same page so that we could present a strong front when we're going to the government.
And self-reflection is an important asset in knowing your strong points as an individual. Can you name the qualities that you feel will make you a good mayor?
Well, the first thing I got to say is I know that a mayor is nothing without a good council behind it. I don't plan on being a mayor who's going to try to do stuff on his own. I know that you have to work with your council, and at the end of the day, that's what's going to make a good mayor. And the council that we have there now is a very good council. I have a good working condition with all of them. For my parts, like, I'm a very transparent guy. I don't hide anything. I want everyone to know everything before they make a decision. Just like when I do make a decision, I want to have all the information, not all. I'm very good at listening. Anytime someone stops me in the road and mentions, well, can you check on this? I always bring it to the table. And the second part, what makes a good mayor, is having a good working relation with the office. I have that over there. I find the office great. Our council finds the office great. And right there now, the working conditions between the office and the council is excellent. We got a great team there now, and I hope to be a part of it in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Colin, for speaking with us today. And on behalf of CFBS, we wish you good luck in the upcoming elections. And so we hope that you have a great election campaign.
I hope so too. And if I could say one last word to the people of the municipality of Blanc Blanc, is go out and vote. You might think that that your vote might not mean much, but every vote counts, and it's your chance to speak and to say what you want to see for your municipality. So get out and vote on October the 30th and make your voice heard.
All right. Thank you, Colin. And everyone, that was Colin Shetler, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal election for the municipality of Blanc Blanc. And as Colin said, a reminder that you can vote on October 30th, but don't forget the advance polling as well on October 23rd. And this is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc Blanc.